Introduction. Whatever you've known of Jesus before, the scripture says, this book is not the last word on Jesus, nor is it an attempt to be the most informative, compelling, or insightful book about the man Major Ian Thomas referred to as Christ, the astonishing preacher, and of whom Albert Einstein remarked, "I am a Jew, but I am enthralled by the luminous figure of the Nazarene." This book is, however, the story of the man of the cross as he has revealed himself to me over my 67-year journey to his heart through life's ever-educating laboratory, through his inspired word, and through countless encounters with both young and old, illustrious and downtrodden, learned and uneducated, optimistic and hopeless. This book is an old and broken author's attempt to open a window into what I believe is a lifetime's greatest quest, to know the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the irresistible love of God, not casually, not superficially, not religiously, or merely cognitively, but to begin to know Him as indeed we have been fully known. As I handwrite this introduction from my blue leather seat aboard my flight to San Antonio to undergo open-heart surgery, I can promise one thing: this book will be raw and authentic. There will be no far-fetched theories, no ghostwriter, and no made-up stories. Am I fearful of the surgery and the weeks of recovery? My shaky handwriting today would say yes, but as I've gone under the knife so many times before, I believe wholeheartedly every word in this book and in the author and perfecter of our faith, of whom this book is written. Just as my heart surgeon will go deep into my beleaguered coronary system, where the manufacturer's warranty has outlived the manufacturer's guarantee, I hope to dig deeply and honestly into the gold mine of faith together with you. To a football coach, going deep means to send a receiver far down the gridiron for a long bomb from the quarterback, hoping for a spectacular pass play. To a scuba diver, going deep means to explore marvelous places on a hidden coral reef that few have set their gaze upon. To a spelunker, going deep means to crawl far into the unexplored crystal caverns where the stalactites, stalagmites, and gypsum crystals are unharmed and virgin pure. To a Christian counselor, going deep means having the privilege to listen patiently to someone who's hurting and to co-experience the healing work of an empathetic Savior who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion. That's Psalms 103, verses 3 and 4. But to an author who has spent four decades preparing to write a book that could perhaps take a curious hitchhiker on a journey of fulfilling intimacy, going deep means to know richly the one of whom David prophesied, as Mark 11:19 says, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." He's the one whom Isaiah would refer to as Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6. Yes, he's the one whose works and observances permeate the libraries of the world, far excelling any other figure.